Hey guys, this is Sherelle, your host of Serendipity Podcast. If you don't know me, my name is Relly, obviously because some people can't remember Sherelle, so we're just going to stick with Relly for now. But I am Sherelle, I'm the goddess that's hosting this episode and any other episode that you might have listened to. Well, you clicked on my podcast because you probably thought, hey, maybe let me give her a shot, maybe to see what the fuck she's talking about, right? Well, I basically talk about shit that people are scared to talk about. Talk about sex, I talk about love, I talk about relationships, and I'm also kind of going through like my own life too. So it's almost like I'm making my own history book, but kind of out loud, right? So today, I know that I'm on season 2, episode 21, right? 21 is like my lucky number. It's my husband's B-day because my B-day is 22nd and his is the 21st. So this is like my lucky podcast pretty much. But the thing I love about life is that it can some way somehow make art. And I say that to say, I feel like podcasters make art depending on what they're talking about. But being that I always love talking about life experiences and love, I feel like one thing that we always have to be open to is receiving. And I realized that today. I feel like mental health is extremely important. And of course, I'm an advocate of knowing that mental health is very important, but I also feel like I haven't been an advocate to my own mental health as much as I should. I'm always all about learning new things and reading new books and being there for others. But sometimes there are moments in life where I don't really recognize what I can do, like for myself, or receiving compliments is one thing. That's one thing I'll share. I could never receive a compliment. So today we're going to talk about receiving. Okay, that's the name of this episode. It's called Receiving. So for anybody listening, thank you so much. Don't fucking turn me off just yet, okay? I just want to talk about receiving really quickly. I'm not going to hold you, right? So long time ago, I found this really cool fucking deck. I don't even remember how I found it. It was a deck of cards. It was Oracle deck of cards. And there was this lady by the name of Deja Drewitt, D-E-J-A space D-R-E-W-I-T. She has this deck online. It's an Oracle deck. It's a personal power deck. And there are these cards that has these drawings of these beautiful women on there, and they're numbered, right? But each card says something really beautiful on there. So one card, let me just take a look at it. And it's so beautiful too. They're very thick. It's very nice. One card says, I am hopeful. Another card says, respect. But each card on there has a drawing of a woman, different kinds, right? All sizes, colors, shapes. It's really beautiful how she did it. Point is, I remember a long time ago, I spoke about her cards a while back because I used it when I was going through something. And it just so happened around when I was cleaning, I had found these cards a few days ago. So one of the cards that I picked up when I was doing this recently was card number 52. And on card 52, it says, I'm open to receive, right? So then it asks, as the journal will ask you, because the deck comes with a little journal. And on the page, it's going to ask you, what did it ask me? The journal prompt. What do you feel resistance to receiving? And then another question says, do you think you are worthy of receiving? Another question says, how do you feel about asking for help from others? Another says, have you ever felt guilty or unworthy about receiving things from others? How or why? And the last question is, what are you now open to receiving? And there's something that's very powerful underneath those questions. There's a description. It said, a powerful woman stands with warrior paint on her face. She is used to doing all things herself, but must learn to receive from others. And the key words to this is vulnerability, receiving, and open. I don't know why this one stuck out to me. And I have this weird energy. I guess it has nothing to do with like witchcraft and all this other bullshit, but I just feel like it's an energy. I personally feel like it's God. That when you feel something, if you pick something up or touch something, that it belongs to you. So for me, when I accidentally open a book, or if I hear a song at a certain verse and that, you know, for some odd reason, the song was in my moment of time, whatever the fuck I was going through, that it suits your timing in your life. So I'm going to say that one more time. I feel like when you pick up something, or you listen to a certain song, or you walk past someone even and you heard something that takes heed to what you're going through in that moment, then that was God. That's my personal opinion. If you don't believe me or don't want to believe in that, that's your choice. Please don't turn me off, okay? But I'm just saying that I feel like it's a sign. So I felt like I had to be open more. So I'm asking you for yourself. Do you think that you're worthy of receiving love? You know, do you feel like, have you ever felt guilty or unworthy in moments in your life when literally sometimes you may be a blessing in someone's life? You know, I just feel like I hope if you're driving and you're listening to this, or if you're in your room with your headphones, that you actually feel what I'm saying. You are worthy. You are worthy of everything that you have gone through. You are worthy. You are worthy of your trauma. You are worthy of your hope. You are worthy of joy. You are worthy of, you're worthy of it all, because it all interchangeably has something to do with what makes you you. I make these episodes because I literally do feel like technology is powerful, but I also feel like it's a blessing and a curse. So I feel like for me, the only thing I ever had left was my voice. It's gotten me far in life. It actually, sometimes it hindered me in life. But I feel like one thing that always got me through everything was the pain that I've gone through. So if it so happens you are currently in your life and you're going through things and you don't understand why, or, you know, if it's a job that you're not getting, or if it's a friend that you lost, or if it's a family member you no longer speak to, or if it's a class that you wish that you could have taken. If it's not meant for you, it's not meant for you. If it's meant for you, then it will happen. But if all the things that happen in your life, everything, it will happen on its own time. And while you're going through it, feel it. Because I feel like now I'm starting to realize things about myself that I didn't even think was an issue for me. Except now I'm going through my life and I'm over here like really understanding the moments that I do have to myself, the bad habits that I make, the bad things that I have done. So there are days that you don't feel worthy. There are days you're going to be upset. There are days you're going to, you know, lose your shit. It's going to be days you're going to lose your shit. You're going to be like, what the fuck is going on? If you ain't got weed, honey, I don't know what to tell you. But the point is, you know, the point is that I hope you realize that when you receive, right, you are almost accepting something that the universe has given to you, right? I always talk about my best friend too. My best friend, she always helps out everyone around her. She's the most loving person, besides my husband, that I know. She has the biggest heart. And there's moments when I have to always remind her, it's okay to receive that you got a homegirl that's right here. I'm right here. And some moments I know she's so strong. I know she's so strong, you know? And then there are moments that people forget because they're so strong that they might not need them in that moment, right? And she reminds me of that too, that I'm her best friend and I have to feel like I can receive things from her as well. So we teach each other those things. One other question I have for you guys, and I'll probably let you go in a little bit, is, let's see. One thing I was trying to figure out over here was what makes you happy? Somebody asked me that today. What makes me happy? And obviously the things, you know, any other typical person would say, oh, the person I'm in love with and this and that, blah, blah, blah. And for some odd reason, I couldn't like say exactly like what it was, because I was like, well, you know, if I'm writing and a lot of people aren't reading my stuff, or if I feel like maybe I'm not doing enough with it, I don't know. Or sometimes you just lose the touch. I honestly just feel like some days you just lose the touch of, you know, you're not in tune with what you're doing really, because you're experiencing life so much and it's all happening at once. And sometimes you can lose that. So I was like, what makes me happy? Because it's weird, because the things that do make me happy, even if I get a compliment on it, such as my book or the case might be, I can't really receive it. It's so weird. Like, I have to like say, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That's all I really can say, because I don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to say when you're trying to receive something. But I will say that I'm learning to receive just a moment of when God is trying to slow you down. Not because it's work, not because it's friends or family, anything like that, but just for yourself to just be like, pay attention to you, to your mind, how you think. So how you think is very important. What you say to people is very important. And I'm learning that along the way. So this podcast is for you. So if you are a type of person where you're trying to understand, how can I just feel okay with receiving help, which is going to therapy or, you know, opening up to friends and family or whatever the case might be, whatever suits you and your help, just make sure you receive it the way you want to receive it. And I'm not saying not to be open-minded. I'm saying don't just, I guess, shut it all out. So my process when I'm realizing that I need help is I have to gain courage, because, you know, any person knows that it's very hard to ask for help. But when it comes to like self-confidence and stuff like that, that's something people really, really can't help you with, because it's called self-esteem. So you're then like, how am I supposed to ask for help if it's called self-esteem? You know what I'm saying? So I understand. I understand why people may be confused about it, but it goes a long way. So that way you can tell the person, hey, I need help realizing such and such A through Z. How can I do this? How can you help me do this? So just make sure that the people that's around you truly love you unconditionally, even when you're acting like an asshole, even when you can't get your shit together, or even when you're having a downfall, that you have someone that you can call or someone that you can vent to about, you know, just being you. And make sure you're open-minded to receiving what they might say. And be careful upon delivery is what I am learning through life. So for anyone who's listening to my podcast, for any one of my students at all who's ever listening to my podcast, for anyone who knows me at all, knows that everyone can wear a smile. But if you truly take the time to understand people sometimes, then maybe you can understand, maybe it's a frown upside down. So be aware of your surroundings and make sure you have people around that love you. And thank God I have my husband that really loves me unconditionally, truly. So again, receiving, receiving, receiving. So we're going to just talk to the universe really quick. I am receiving all things, right? I'm not fucking crazy, because, you know, I'm talking to myself through the podcast. But I promise you, I'm talking to you. You have to say to yourself, I can receive all things. I got this. This is going to be hard, but I got this. If I got to cry, I'm going to cry. If I got to vent, I'm a vent, but I got this. Okay? So Serendipity Podcast is wishing you all the best in this crazy-ass fucking world that we live in. But I love you guys for listening. And please listen out for my next episode. Okay? It's part of my little history book that I'm making of myself. So just please know that you're not alone. Serendipity. Bye.